You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with young entrepreneur Alex Karras. 27 years of age, started Rock the Isle, a niche marketing agency in 2010. Alex also owns and operates Enchanted Celebrations, Wedding Planning, and Simply Chick Invites. As an industry leader, Alex has taken the wedding planning market to the next level. Even with the name, I believe he's done that without a question. Alex, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, you betcha. Anytime. Now, where do we find brides? Where are you finding your brides?
owning Rock the Isle is all about finding brides for our exhibitors who actually exhibit with us. So the biggest thing that we found is we find brides basically every single source. A lot of exhibitors ask us all the time, where should I advertise? How should I advertise? And they're looking for this like magic bullet that they think if they advertise in one place, they could find brides. The bottom line is the way we find brides to come to our shows, which make our show so successful, is we are literally everywhere. We are in every single major bridal media print advertisement. We are on the radio. We advertise on EWE and the style networks. And we have a heavy, heavy internet campaign with every single major bridal media outlet online, including a very strong SEO and also social media following. So it's so important to just not look for that one magic bullet, but you really just got to buckle down and do the work and literally be everywhere. And exhibiting at bridal shows is a great way to, do that.
You got your bases covered without a question. Now, how important are surveys for consumer information?
Yeah, it's so funny. You own a business, you go to school, you're in the real world, you think you know everything because you read all the trade manuals, you do all this research. But when it comes down to it, you don't know who your target prospect is or what they're thinking or what keeps them up at night. For example, when we first started Rock the Isle, our big pitch to get brides to come to the show, our big gimmick was to advertise door prizes all the time. We thought, hey, brides want free stuff. They're planning their wedding. We should really hit door prizes really, really hard. We actually did consumer surveys last year and this year, and we're finding the main reason why brides are coming to the shows is to meet our exhibitors and see the actual venue where the show is being hosted at. Since then, we've obviously shifted our marketing to really promote how qualified our advertisers are and how nice the reception venue is. Since we did that, our numbers increased, and again, it was a low-cost solution where it's just a quick, simple survey of the first 25 brides that walk in the door on a show day.
Well, how can you close more sales after exhibiting at a bridal show?
All right, yeah, excellent question. Most of our exhibitors, they think, you set up a nice table, you fill out a contact form, and they expect kind of the business to, just like walk in their doors. Unfortunately, it's not the case. Exhibiting at the show is step one. Step two is you have to have a very strong, finite follow-up plan. We recommend 10 points of contact within a 45-day period after the show. Now, that could mean, a couple phone calls. It could be an email blast. It could mean a postcard, a sales letter. It doesn't matter. The point is you just can't wait for the brides to come to your table and expect them to buy. You have to have a very, very strong follow-up plan. Because of that, we also offer consulting services to all different size businesses to help them formulate a follow-up plan that fits their brand, their image, but also that works within their advertising budget.
Good stuff. Now today we're joined by Alex Karras, founder of Rock the Isle, a niche marketing agency, and also owns and operates Enchanted Celebrations, Wedding Planning, and Simply Chick Invites here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Alex, are bridal shows just for disc jockeys and photographers?
Absolutely not. We get this question all the time. Bridal shows are good if you are looking for women who are aged 22 to 32 years old who have a college education and who are actively in a long-lasting relationship. So, you know, when people are getting married, they're not just purchasing wedding services like DJs and photographers, but they're purchasing all these extra services. They're purchasing spray tanning. They're purchasing fitness. They're also buying homes, too. So everybody from, you know, real estate agents, mortgage people, it's all a great opportunity to meet the person who's starting off. And that's why we recommend everybody, if they're looking for that target, to definitely come to our shows. Also, 74% of all of our attendees who come to the show have an average household income of over $50,000. So if you're looking for people who are in the market, ready to buy money, you know, ready to spend some money to buy services, exhibiting at a local bridal show is an excellent way to reach that target audience.
What advice do you have for other young entrepreneurs like yourself?
Yeah, don't stop, right? You have to keep on going harder and harder every single day. You know, the competition, my competition's been in business, in the wedding business and other businesses for 20, 30, 40 years, longer than I even been on this planet. The only way, and, you know, they have a lot of money in the bank. They've built their business. It's strong. They have great brands. The only thing that you can outspend them, all you have to do is just outwork them. You have to go where they won't go. You have to go where they just don't have the guts to go there, and you have to get out of this competition mentality, and you have to just dominate. And that's the only way that you're ever going to break out of, you know, that, you know, all business, you know, 50% of businesses fail within so many years. You have to stop competing and start dominating. You just got to work harder and harder every single day.
Very impressive. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to connect with you online.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. The main website is rocktheaislebridal.com, rocktheaislebridal.com. Enchanted Celebrations website is enchantedcelebrations.com. Simply Chic Invites is simplychicinvites.com. And you could always reach me on LinkedIn. Just search for my name, Alex Karras, and I'll reach out to you.
Sounds like a plan. He is Alex Karras, founder of Rock the Isle, a niche marketing agency, and also owns and operates Enchanted Celebrations Wedding Planning and Simply Chic Invites. And the websites of reference is rocktheaislebridal.com, enchantedcelebrations.com, and simplychicinvites.com. Alex, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
What I want to say is follow your gut. We had no idea what we were doing. We just had this little glimpse of a thought of the family life that we wanted to have and the kind of things that we liked to have in our house and how we had traveled everywhere to find these things. Why weren't all these things just in one place? And we went for it. We literally quit our jobs, rented a space, slapped some money down for the first year's rent, and took a chance. And people thought we had lost our minds. People were just aghast that this is what we were doing. And now, when you put a big sign on the window that says, Happy 10th Anniversary, people have to respect that. And every decision that we've ever made has been with our gut.
The ePodcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Michelle Salader with Sumer. Join me for Business Confessional Talk Radio, where entrepreneurs gather and experts tell all right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.